Look at the beam. Look at the beam. anything you deliver right now is at all. But those who trust your God, you will. And all you know, the whole ministry, you need to understand. There are women and children who come on into the land of the country. At the military men, they would have had the responsibility to go in and take that picture. Every one of them got a good man's gift. He waited to get that generation to die up. Now, in 15:22, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who contend against me? I think the contempt should be with the nakedness. Say to me, as I live, does the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The prophecies of you who have contended against me have fallen me over. All of you who remember, according to my kindness, and 2 years old, and above. Except the Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means come to the land which I swore I would give to the brethren. None of you, except for Joshua. But you remember me, and you said, would you listen? I would be needed, and they shall know the land which you have described. But as for you, your prophecies shall fall from the land. Because you are of a great nation, to live in peace, I'll be leaning on the prophecies of God. What have they asked? Is it better off to go on the building than me? Have they got what they said to you? That's the story. These are the stories. Now, this is one that we're very familiar with. It's better for 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. David has found the Lord's father's direction, and he hears the sound of this sermon and realizes that God's name is not willing to stand in the fight with Jesus and Christ's spirit. He can arrange the sermon, not for one reason, but for right reason. But he says that they are degrading and defaming the name of the Lord. It's God's only that's given him. But there is truth. really bad with the drinks. If that only wasn't good enough to eat this way, why would I be? David fastened his sword to his hand inside the wall, and he had not touched it. David said, "The Philistines are free, why not touch it?" So David screamed. Then he took his staff from his hand and he placed himself 5 smooth stones in the bed. And he took them in steps back and cut them when he was filling with his hand. And then he moved to the Philistines. So the Philistines came and began drawing near to David, and the man who wore the shield went before him. He said, "I'm honored." And when the Philistine looked, and this is where I study about this thing, when the Philistine looked and saw David, he was standing, and he was very relieved, ready, and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine said to David, "I hear something." And the Philistine said to David, and these are the words, and we're looking right now, we're studying this, of confession, the thoughts of a confession. This is what the life come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the sea. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I came to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have denied. This day the Lord will deliver you in the morning, and I will strike you and take your head from you." Now remember, David didn't have a sword. He had one, but Saul didn't, but what did he do with that? He couldn't walk with him. So he took it on, he'd always taken it off. To take possession of me. And this day I will give the carcasses of the king of the Philistines to the birds of the air and wild beasts of the earth. Not just you, but I will give the tenth of the Philistines to the birds of the air and wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And that is how you has been his motive right there. He said, "I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. And I'm going to tell you why I'm doing. I'm going to do this thing because I want all the earth to know that there is a God of Israel. Then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save the spirit of man, for the Bible is the Lord. And he will give me into our hands." So it was, and the Philistine arose, and David went home, and drew near to the soldiers that David heard, and ran to Benjamin with the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag, and took out a stone, and slung it, and set the Philistine in the forest, so that the stone pointed to his forehead, and fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistines with a stone and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword, and drew it out to all the kings and killed him, and cut his head off. And this king probably just mentioned the dead, they fled. And it says, "Now the men of Israel and Judah arrived and fell as David ran ahead of Saul to a king Saul." Now here's the next. Goliath spoke words. He chased David and he knew his God, and he said, "This is what I'm going to do. I'm calling exactly what he David spoke words and said, I am going to do this. This is what I am. So both men spoke it. So while David was, and he called him, he was the last that he knew he said, I think he knew exactly what he said. I think he knew exactly what he said. And I think he believed he did. But what was he doing? What was he looking at? What was the first thing that he said? Am I a dog that they can just sit out here and fight me? A chick? What was he looking at? He was looking at the phone. He was looking at the being of Abraham, David. He was looking at circumstances of in the Bible. And David, he thought that his work, he believed him. And he made his faith, and he made his threat. But David said, now David said, it's progressive of him now. Against that man and the whole field of him. But here's the thing about David. Because I thought this man said, David, then this man said, how do you feel? Because the life isn't is to be. Number one, here, this has had no quality thought. He says David in the night. I said, down in the night. And I said, I need him in the night. Again. There is no respect at all. And that's the statement. Goliath's faith was based on what he saw with his eyes and what he thought in his mind, that he was capable of being too tired of what he believed. His own force and strength, and his own of pride and race and honor and all of those other natural things. But David said, and he knew it again, he said, the Lord does not say this to you. For the Bible is we have to have a strong. Because this is in my Bible, this is where I can see in the name of the Lord. Okay. And David's word, first of all, was still a faith. But not in his own strength. He was facing what we say as that God. Okay? How did God say, I'll fight the battle, I'll be your God, I'll be your tent, and I'll be your rear guard. I'll go before you in the battle. I will deliver the Philistines into your hand, their new enemy. That's what God has said. Had God known the name of David was the king of Israel? Yes. Had that happened yet? Yes. They were still sick, right? But David had faith in him as the king of Israel because God said, so, I don't mean what you need to understand. This is, I mean, that I can see here. This is the difference between the first scenario that we live is that the only two people who believe that God says was gospel and faith. The rest of them saw themselves as gospel. What if David had gone out there before that pain and cries came up all of a sudden after he had been in the room and as he did what he made and said, oh man, I'm glad I'm listening. So we would not have the option of this confession that we have. But David believed God said over what he thought with his natural eyes and heard with his natural ears. Like, what that person told him he was going to do to him was the truth. Like, what David came and told him he would do to him. it in me and all of you. And you do it. Why did that happen? Well, we could say because God used to do it. He didn't want to see them as much. He wants to learn from them. But that doesn't make them happy. God wanted the Garden of Eden to stay safe. Get his head off. That's it for his people. at a community area door. You know, what if he jumps up and grabs him? David, begging his face. This account, this is a kind of question that we need to have about our God. And he's really true. What he says will come to pass if we believe it. And part of our believing is saying, as God believes, so he says. That's still believing. So you still say, we are to live not by the Elohim, not by the persecution of the Spirit. Our body can be healed. But we will live in every way that we see the King all the night. That is our law. That's greater. I mean, this story that we look at here. And that was the death of the whole military community in prison.